This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Dan Greenwood. We've all heard that the key to a longer life is a balanced diet and physical activity, but two researchers connected to the University of Idaho wanted to learn more, specifically about the food eaten by centenarians around the world. They focused on the oldest residents of three countries, among their findings that things like beans and wine are commonly consumed by people who live to be 100. Sian Safai is one of the researchers and says the team's study included a centenarian right here in Idaho, Governor Butch Otter's mother.
Regina Otter was one of the first people that we interviewed, one of the first centenarians that we interviewed. We wanted to start here in Idaho before we went internationally, and she was wonderful. She is in a long-term care facility, but she's very active. What was really interesting about her is that she loves potatoes, and she eats potatoes every day in her diet. So she's a great advocate for the Idaho potato. We were really intrigued with her because she's so mentally alert, what she thinks she contributes her longevity to, and a lot of it was her faith. She's very religious, and she also tries to really maintain her muscle mass, at least in her arms, by doing arm exercises every day. When she had all of her children, when she was younger, she would start the day with a really hearty breakfast, but she does eat a well-balanced diet, just not very much throughout her day. So her calorie intake has really diminished over the years.
What caused you to focus on the three countries internationally, looking at Japan, Italy, and Singapore?
We focused on those because they have large proportions of centenarians. If you look at the Asian diet and the Italian diet, the Mediterranean diet, they're quite different, and yet fundamentally they're quite the same. And so we wanted to do a compare and contrast from those countries before making some recommendations.
You mentioned that fermented foods and distributing protein throughout the day can lead to longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Would you elaborate on those findings?
Well, when we're born up to about 30, our muscles are continuing to grow. They become larger and stronger. And then after 30, unless we keep using them, we become weaker. So in normal aging, combined with inactivity, you have a loss of muscle mass. But what we found in some of these places that we studied, and in virtually all of the centenarians that we've talked to, they have a unique diet in that they have protein distributed throughout the day. And if you look at the research, dividing protein up throughout the day as we age really helps the body utilize those amino acids for rebuilding and repair. And remember, fermentation has been around since the Paleolithic age. That's how people preserve foods. As we've processed foods, especially in this country, we've kind of gotten away from fermentation. But for these centenarians that we interviewed, they all consume fermented foods on a daily basis. So things like in Italy, of course, the cheese, pecorino cheese and wine, those are fermented foods. In Asia, they often will have fermented soybeans, which is called natto, or they'll have fermented tofu, and then they'll often drink fermented teas. And so the thing about fermentation is whenever you introduce bacteria, you're introducing bacteria into foods in the fermentation process, which actually breaks down the food and introduces probiotics into that food, which then introduces it into the gut. So their gut flora is probably quite different than a 60-year-old in the United States.
And then also, you mentioned you interviewed people here in the United States. How did the situation here differ? What can Americans learn from these other diets?
I think what Americans need to learn, and this is really important because we're an aging population, and really by 2050, there's going to be more than 2 million people who are over 100 years old. And really, roughly, they're predicting 800,000 of them will be Americans. If you want to live healthy to 100, you really need to take a look at your diet and what you're eating and your lifestyle. And one of the things that the centenarians, again, that we have interviewed, including Mrs. Otter, they ate a lot of local, genuine foods, which means they were seasonal. They ate seasonally whatever was available out of their gardens or at the local market. And so it's really interesting to see this sort of resurrection of the eating local or locavore movement, because I think there's something to it, eating locally and eating genuine foods rather than packaged and processed foods.
That was University of Idaho researcher Sian Safa-E discussing longevity and eating habits around the world. She and partner Sue Linya now plan to write a book on their findings.